In addition to New York, 7 other states allow abortion up to birth. Written by Dave Bohan. Saturday, February 9, 2019. While Americans have rightly mourned the passage of New York's brutal abortion law allowing for the killing of preborn babies up to full term, there are actually 7 other states that similarly have no gestational limits on abortion. Alaska, Colorado, New Hampshire, New Jersey, New Mexico, Oregon, and Vermont, along with Washington, D.C., all allow women to kill their preborn babies at any time up to full term. These policies have been on the books in those states for a number of years. Additionally, reported the Christian Post, all states that have laws banning late-term abortion still allow exceptions under certain circumstances, as noted by the Guttmacher Institute, a pro-abortion research group launched by Planned Parenthood. Those exceptions include babies who may be born with physical disabilities, along with exemptions for the supposed health of a mother, which has come to include the nebulous term mental health. The Christian Post noted that in spite of the plethora of states that allow unrestricted abortion, there are only 5 clinics nationwide that perform late-term abortions. Additionally, among the states that have no abortion limits, so far only Colorado and New Mexico have clinics that will perform abortions up to 32 weeks and later on a case-by-case basis. Clinics in many states allowing late-term abortions set their own limits, with, for instance, one New Jersey clinic performing abortions up to 25 weeks, another in Oregon providing the procedure at 24 weeks, a clinic in New Hampshire performing abortions at up to 17 weeks, and clinics in Alaska and Vermont performing abortions at up to 16 weeks. Additionally, one Washington, D.C. clinic will terminate the lives of preborn babies at up to 27 weeks. As for New York, the pro-life group Operation Rescue reported in 2018 that 60 of the state's abortion clinics only performed the procedure at up to 14 weeks of pregnancy, while 17 clinics performed abortions at up to 23 weeks, and another 10 were willing to perform the procedure through 24 weeks, when virtually all babies can survive outside the womb. During his State of the Union address February 5, President Trump challenged Congress to do more to protect the unborn. There could be no greater contrast to the beautiful image of a mother holding her infant child than the chilling displays our nation saw in recent days, said the president. He added, lawmakers in New York cheered with delight upon the passage of legislation that would allow a baby to be ripped from the mother's womb moments before birth. These are living, feeling, beautiful babies who will never get the chance to share their love and dreams with the world. The president added that then we had the case of the governor of Virginia where he basically stated he would execute a baby after birth. Trump then challenged the assembled lawmakers, stating, to defend the dignity of every person, I am asking the Congress to pass legislation to prohibit the late-term abortion of children who can feel pain in the mother's womb. Let us work together to build a culture that cherishes innocent life. And let us reaffirm a fundamental truth, all children, born and unborn, are made in the holy image of God. Such a culture of life appears unlikely in the near future, as nearly all Democrat lawmakers present during the address sat stone-faced and unmoved by Trump's exhortation, an exhibit which will hopefully invigorate America's pro-life majority as the nation anticipates the 2020 elections. Subscribe to The New American and listen to more by clicking podcast on the top right corner of our homepage. Also, please consider donating to help us push out more content for you, our listeners.